from Klein Parabat Mishnah Beit Arish Shu Yotze Minam at Jerika. We said in the previous Mishnah that Arish Arvat that are supported by poles called a trellis. Now, somebody who has an aris on top of a madrega, a big mound, in the middle of his field, and he has the aris planted on top of the mound, and the aris overhangs the ground next to the mound. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Aymer, am I made baris? Baiser is kulo, hareza oisa arba amos, bisaga. Then la ben oisa ela connected. Rabbi Eliezer said, if when standing on the ground next to this mound, you can reach up and harvest the grapes that are growing on these vines that are supported by a trellis, in such a case, you have to distance other types of produce 4 amos away from the trellis. Even though the trellis is on top of a mound, even so, it would answer any other type of produce that is planted within 4 amos of the trellis. But if not, if when standing on the ground next to this mound, you cannot reach up far enough to harvest the grape that's growing on the vine, in such a case, this trellis would only offer produce that is planted directly underneath the trellis. As we said, the trellis overhangs the ground next to the mound. And in such a case that you can't reach up and harvest the grapes on the vines, only the ground underneath the trellis would be offered to plant other types of produce there. But directly beside the trellis, you would be allowed to plant other types of produce, even though it's within 4 amos of the trellis. And since the trellis is planted on a mound, and it's far enough away that you can't reach it when you stand on the ground next to the mound, it would not answer the ground next to it. You'd be allowed to plant within 4 amos of the trellis. Rabbi Eliezer Aymer, Afanotea Achas Barat, Rachas Bimadrega. Rabbi Eliezer said, so too somebody who plants 1 row of vines on the ground and 1 row of vines next to it, but it's on top of a mound. Rabbi Eliezer is not talking about an arz, he's not talking about vines that are supported by a trellis. He's talking about regular vines. And by regular vines, you need 2 rows for it to have the status of a vineyard. And if you plant 1 row on the ground and 1 row on a mound that's next to it, in Gavar Min Ha'aretz Asar Tzvachim, Eina Mitzarefes Ima. Ve'im Lav Harezu Mitzarefes Ima. If the vines that are on top of the mound are 10 tzvachim above the ground, in such a case it would not combine with the other vines to give it the status of a carob. But if not, if the vines that are planted on top of the mound are less than 10 tzvachim above the ground, in such a case it would combine with the vines that are planted on the ground to give it the status of a carob. Second client parabab mission again, Amadlas Agafet, Amixas Apifiros. Somebody who has an individual vine, and he has a trellis next to the vine, and he supports the vine on part of the trellis, while the other part of the trellis does not have a vine, then it is supported. You're not allowed to plant other types of produce underneath the other part of the trellis, even though there are no vines on the other part of the trellis. And since part of the trellis supports the vine, you can't plant underneath the other part of the trellis either. In Hevi, Lo Kiddush. But if you did plant other types of produce underneath the other part of the trellis, it would not become kadosh, it would not become forbidden Bahana. As Klein Bekarim is also Bahana, but in this case, even though Lechatchila, you're not allowed to plant underneath the other part of the trellis, if he did plant there, it would not be also bidiyab. Vim hala hachadash also. But if after you plant it underneath the other part of the trellis, the vine spreads to the other part of the trellis, now the produce that you plant is underneath the vine, in such a case, the produce that you planted would be also if it grew 1 out of 200 after the vine spread there. If after the vine spread there, it grew 1 out of 200 of the total growth of the produce that you planted there, the entire produce that you planted there would become asur, and you would have to burn it. It would have a din of klai and bekarim. The same din would be true if instead of supporting your vine with a trellis, it's being supported by an ilan srak, by a barren tree, a tree that does not bear fruit. If you're supporting the vine with part of the barren tree, but the other part of the barren tree is not supporting a vine, you're not allowed to plant other types of produce underneath any part of this barren tree, even underneath the part that is not supporting the vine. And just like we said previously about a trellis, that even though it's only part of the trellis that's supporting the vine, you're not allowed to plant other types of produce underneath the other part of the trellis either, because the entire trellis becomes bustle to the vine. So too, when you're using an ilan srak for supporting your vine, even though only part of the ilan srak is supporting the vine, the entire ilan srak becomes bustle and insignificant to the vine, and you're not allowed to plant underneath any part of the ilan srak, as opposed to when you're using a fruit-bearing tree to support the vine. In such a case, a fruit-bearing tree is considered very significant and will not become buckled to the vine. So if you're using only part of the tree to support the vine, you would be allowed to plant other types of produce underneath the other part of the tree that is not supporting the vine.